welcome to this week's lesson. And what I want to talk about is it's so important, not just because you may go out to parties or eat out socially a lot, but when you can begin to control your eating when you're out publicly at restaurants or at parties and social settings, it can be a real ego boost, right? Because you start to feel, God, if I can do it there, I can do it anywhere, you know, for a lot of people anyways. So I want to split this into two things. I want to talk about mindset, and I'm going to talk about some specific techniques that you can use, all right? And I'll oftentimes split things into these categories because it's not just one or the other, all right? You really want to use these interchangeably. The mindset, how are you thinking about social eating, right? How are you thinking about when you go out to a restaurant, right? And the techniques, what specific techniques are you using? And we'll go through both of those. The first thing I think is most important, mindset-wise, is when people go out, oftentimes in their mind, they're thinking, celebration, reward, I deserve this. And they kind of take all the boundaries off. And they say, I'm going to do whatever I want, eat whatever I want, because I deserve it. I owe it to myself. This is a celebration. And they link the amount of food they eat to the pleasure that they're going to experience. Okay? That's the first thing we want to break. Okay? Because it doesn't have to be linked together. You can go out to social situations and have the best time ever and still remain in complete control. Now, you may be scratching your head and say, well, how is that possible? But the first thing to understand is that the food and the fun are not, well, I should say the quantity of food and the fun are not linked together. Okay? They're not tied together. One does not equal the other. So you can go out and begin to focus on the conversations, on the relationships, on the excitement of the different foods, and enjoy that, and still remember that you're going to have an even better time. You're going to get all those wonderful flavors and tastes, and you're going to enjoy yourself more because you're going to stay in control. So when you're going home that night, when you wake up the next morning, you can look back on it and feel good about yourself. Okay, so that's the first thing to remember, is that when you go out socially, whether it's a celebration or, you know, you got a promotion, you're going to, you know, reward yourself for it, have fun with it, but realize that the quantity of food does not make the situation more fun. The flavors may, the excitement, the exoticness of the food may, you know, add to the funness of it, but the quantity does not. So that's the first thing to understand. So how do you eat less food when you get into a party mode, when you get into a situation where everyone seems like they're eating everything and having a good time and not thinking about, you know, weight loss or staying in control? The first thing I would suggest is water. I would suggest if you're going to a restaurant, if you're going to a party, drink a big glass of water before you go, because it will help fill your stomach up a bit and relieve some of that hunger that you may have felt. If you haven't watched last week's lesson yet, make sure you watch it, about the appetite. It's important to remember that we don't want to get too hungry, and we don't want to get too full. This is very, very important. We want to stay right in the middle here. When you get too hungry, your body overrides all of your brain's, you know, logic, and just eats and eats and eats and eats and eats. And the problem is, it usually takes about 15 minutes for your stomach to send your brain the signal that you've had enough food. All right, so this is where sometimes going out to restaurants or going out to a party can be a real challenge, okay? Because you're eating so quickly or you're eating so much that you're not getting that signal, you know, in time. And that can happen anywhere, actually. But so drink a glass of water either before you leave or if you forget about it, as soon as you get to the place, get a glass of water and drink it. I promise you, it will help you, and it's a very natural way to do it. It's not about deprivation. It's about, well, I feel pretty satisfied. I don't feel like I need to eat everything all at once. Okay, so you want to avoid that feeling. The next thing is to space out the eating. Okay, again, this is going with that 15-minute rule. If you're at a party and there's a lot of, like, hors d'oeuvres going around, take a couple of them, and in the back of your mind, you can tell yourself, once I finish these, I can get some more. Don't go and stack up a whole huge plate, because then, you know, even if you got halfway through and said, oh, I've had enough, then there's social pressure that you need to finish it because you took it, all right? So take a little bit at a time with the idea in your mind that you can eat as much as you want as long as you're hungry. And what you'll find will happen is after a plate or two, you'll start to feel kind of full. Right? That's kind of a brunch suggestion too, by the way. Get small. You don't have to stack it up. You don't need to mound your food. Get a little bit at a time, but at the same time, you tell yourself, I can have as much as I want. So it's not about deprivation, it's about eating smart, eating in a way that makes me feel good, okay? The next one, if you are out eating socially, this is more of a restaurant type of thing, but it could also be used at a party, is to take smaller bites. Right? This is important because what you don't want to do in a restaurant or in a party situation, you don't want to be the person who's not eating anything. Right? There's a lot of social pressure to enjoy the food, to talk about the food. The food takes center stage to a certain degree. Right? So you want to be part of that conversation, part of that experience, and you want to enjoy the food. And you want to taste all the different types of food and have it prepared for you and all the rest of it. But you don't need to have the quantity. The quantity is going to give you the least bang for your buck to a certain degree. So what you can do is take smaller bites. That allows you to order more foods. And what you can do is you take smaller bites, you can taste them, and you can be part of that whole conversation. You know, that's about the food and how good it is. Very, very important. The flip side of that is that you can take it home with you. All right? If you're in a restaurant, get used to being able to take your food home with you. Right? Get comfortable with that. I can't tell you how many people have this unconscious belief, and it's trained into us, that if we order something, we have to finish it all. Okay? And you need to, if you have that belief, get comfortable with the feeling of saying, I'm going to take that home. That'll be great to have tomorrow for lunch, right? Because the flavor is so good. So again, notice mindset-wise what's happening here. Let me compare this with a diet mentality. Diets are saying you can't eat that. And as soon as you can't eat that, not only does it kind of make you focus on it, but all of a sudden you're separating yourselves from the rest of the group. If you go to a restaurant with a group of people and they're all ordering, you know, these delicious foods, you feel different and you feel awkward, and that's one more thing you'd have to overcome. So we want to remove that. Put yourself in the situation as much as possible, right? Try the different foods, eat the different foods, be part of the group as much as possible, but eat in a way where you're eating a smaller quantity, okay? Because that's what's going to influence your body. It's not the specific foods as much, okay? It's the quantity of foods that you're eating to a bigger degree. So, all right, so we got water, we got smaller bites, we got spacing it out, we've got taking the food home, okay? Maybe not if you're at a party, obviously. All right, so that's important. If you're at a party, take smaller portions at a time, all right? So you can eat as much as you want, but you have to say, okay, that's what I'm going to eat for now. If I want more, I can just grab some more. Okay, you're making it more comfortable for you. Okay? So that's key. So now I want to flip over to mindset. How do you make this happen? This is a challenge because there's more techniques you can use. You want to come up with your own techniques. But techniques only work when you basically program them in and they become a habit, when you get used to doing them. All right? So what you want to do is use your mental programming. And very simply, restaurant-wise, this works great at. Because usually we go to the same restaurants and we order the same foods. We have the same routine. What you want to do is you want to start imagining how you want to feel when you go to this restaurant, when you go to this party. And this might be the best technique of all, I think. What you want is you want to be calm and you want to be relaxed. You want to be present. You want to be focused on your health, focused on your goals, your physical and energy and health goals when you walk into that party, when you walk into that restaurant. The easiest way to make that happen is to take a few moments and begin to kind of mentally rehearse that scenario in your mind. So you imagine walking into the restaurant that you always go to, and you imagine yourself walking in feeling calm, feeling relaxed. Now, if you want to really make kind of drive this point home, do this right now. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Relax your shoulders, relax your stomach, let your face relax, let your mind relax. Imagine a restaurant that you go into all the time where you've struggled to eat well, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to imagine walking into that restaurant feeling completely and totally calm and relaxed. Walking into that restaurant and feeling motivated about what was important to you, about your body, about your goals, about eating well, about feeling good. Right? Imagine what it would feel like to walk into that restaurant feeling that way, aware, focused, calm, relaxed. How would you walk? Walking to the table that you usually sit at, or just imagine yourself going in there, the people you're usually with. Imagine sitting down. Imagine how you would look at the menu and begin to think about what foods would seem more appealing to you when you feel that way. Okay? And then imagine yourself ordering the food. And now imagine the food coming to you and how you would eat it if you felt that way, if you felt calm, if you felt relaxed, if you were aware, if you were focused. Okay? And see how you would eat. Imagine how you would eat. Feel it. Okay? And that's a quick thing you can run through your mind. It's just a quick mental rehearsal. But the value of doing that is that if you've always gone to that restaurant and you've gone in and you're just kind of been mindless and you sit down and you just order something, you just eat real fast, you eat mindlessly and you overeat, and you always say, oh man, why did I do it again? Well, a lot of times is our behavior is automatic. Okay, we've programmed in our behaviors. That's why when we go to the same restaurants, we order the same things, we eat the same way. Well, the process you just went through changes that. It gives your brain a new direction to go in, and it makes it more real. There's a big difference between doing that, and hopefully you just did it, and saying, oh, I got to eat better. Okay? That's a very superficial statement that doesn't really mean a lot to us. When you actually bring yourself through the experience of feeling calm, feeling relaxed, noticing how you would move, what you may order, maybe when you felt that way, you would order something differently because other foods would appeal to you more. Okay? So that's just so invaluable. You can use that for any social situation where you imagine yourself feeling the way that you want to. Not feeling frazzled, not feeling nervous, not feeling like you need to celebrate, like you're totally out of control. But imagine yourself feeling the way that you want to. In control, calm, relaxed, you know, at peace, focused, all those things. And as you think about that, you make it more real. And when you feel that way, you act differently, naturally. Okay? And that's what we're after. Because this whole process is about tapping into that feeling and manifesting it, growing it, making it bigger. And when you feel that way, you act differently naturally. And that's what we're after here, okay? So have fun with this. And remember, ultimately, you know, I gave you a few techniques to use. Those may or may not resonate with you. The one you got to use, I think, that will give you the most results is to close your eyes, imagine feeling the way that you want, and imagine feeling that way in a scenario, you know, in a situation, and imagine how you would act, how you would feel, what you would want to do. Because that's how you're going to come up with your own techniques. All right? I promise you that. So play around with that, and I'll talk to you next week.